Time now for StoryCorps. Nearly 20 years ago, David Hedison came to a StoryCorps booth with his youngest daughter, Serena, to share something they'd never discussed.
I wanted to be an actor, but I realized it was going to be a battle because I had a very Armenian nose. And in those days, to get a job, you had to have the boy next door face.
He revealed to his daughter that he'd had a nose job. David Hedison went on to have a prolific career as a television, film, and stage actor. He died in 2019 at the age of 92. Recently, his daughter Serena came back to StoryCorps with her sister Alex to reflect on the secret their dad shared.
I was really surprised because we never talked about it as a family. My recollection of realizing that something was different was seeing older photos of him at grandma's house and thinking like, wait a second, that's dad. And even then I thought, well, maybe he grew out of his nose too, like he said that I'm going to do. Years prior, I was 12, and I guess I had spent a lot of time looking at myself in the mirror, and all I could see was my nose. And I remember asking Dad, like, Dad, can I have a nose job? He never in that moment said, I didn't like the way I looked once too. He just laughed and said, oh, honey, you got a terrific nose. There's something about how he said, you're going to be okay. And I never thought about getting a nose job after that moment.
I actually have more of Dad's nose than you do.
His new nose.
No. his old nose. I see Dad in my face. He's in my gesture, like the way I move my hand and the way I'll make a dumb joke or try to make someone laugh because I want them to feel seen.
Yeah.
What for me still is painful is that he walked away from the parts of himself that he felt didn't belong. But I see Armenian in my face and I like it. I like the things that make me feel I have a unique sense of belonging in the world. I carry him with me.
Yeah. That's his legacy.
That was Serena and Alex Hedison remembering their father, David Hedison. Their conversation will be archived at the Library of Congress.